Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Read by Martin Karen. The headlines this Friday, May 26, 2023. Polish government agrees roadmap for Poland's first nuclear plant. Poland opposes EU plans for mandatory relocation of migrants. And Iga Świątek heads into French Open tennis tournament. Good afternoon. The Polish government has agreed a roadmap for the construction of Poland's first nuclear power plant with US nuclear companies Westinghouse and Bechtel. The milestone agreement on the design and construction sets out a plan for the delivery of the project and confirms the implementation of the next major stage of Poland's flagship nuclear initiative, Westinghouse said in a statement. Poland's first nuclear station is set to be built in the northern villages of Lubiatowo and Kopalino, using Westinghouse's AP1000 reactor technology, officials have said. Construction is set to start in 2026, with the first of three reactors slated to be ready in 2033, according to the Polish government. Poland opposes EU proposals for mandatory relocation of migrants, as it is harmful and inefficient, the Polish Minister for European Affairs has said. The statement came after the EU Commissioner for Home Affairs earlier unveiled a plan for mandatory relocation of migrants, echoing past proposals in response to the 2015 migration crisis, according to Polish officials. Several member states oppose this, leading to law infringement procedures by the European Commission, including against Poland. The Commissioner proposed a mandatory relocation of irregular migrants on Wednesday, with member states refusing to participate being asked to pay €22,000 per migrant they reject, according to an anonymous Polish diplomat. Poland's world number one, Iga Świątek, is looking to win her third straight title at the French Open Grand Slam tennis tournament opening in Paris on Sunday. Earlier this month, the Polish player was forced to retire from the Italian Open in Rome with a thigh injury. Świątek is bidding to become the first three-time champion at Roland Garros since Serena Williams 8 years ago, and the 21-year-old could have to deny fellow reigning Grand Slam title holders Elena Rybakina and Sabalenka back-to-back to retain the silverware. And finally, five men have been arrested after 17 tons of tobacco without Polish excise stamps were seized in Gdynia by officers of the Pomeranian National Revenue Administration and the Maritime Division of the Border Guard. The value of the haul is over 13 million Polish zloty. If the goods were to have gone on sale, the losses to the state budget would amount to almost 20 million zloty, according to an official from the Tax Administration Chamber in Gdańsk. The men face up to 5 years in prison if convicted.
The weather.
Today will be a sunny day in a gentle breeze, with temperatures of 18 degrees centigrade, that's 64 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and 5 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will continue sunny and light winds and temperatures of 19 degrees during the day and 7 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.